Welcome to One-on-One. I'm Damon Davis, and today is going to be an exciting show. I want you to grab your Bible, your coffee. In fact, grab something to take notes. Text somebody, Facebook them, Twitter them. Say, tune in to this program right now because we're going to create a supernatural shift in your life. And by supernatural, I mean this, not natural. What does that mean? It means that it's what only God can do in your life today. Are you ready for that? I know I am. I mean, maybe you're sitting there and you need healing in your body. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your relationship. Maybe you need breakthrough in that bank account. Come on. Maybe you've been praying for God to show up, to bring breakthrough, and you need Him to do now what only God can do. Well, I'm telling you that this is the God we serve. And today, He's showing up. You know, in the Old Testament, God's people saw Him as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Why? Well, the sand of the desert, the children of Israel, it was unbearably hot by day. It was bitterly cold at night. An umbrella wouldn't keep you cool in that kind of temperature. And I'll tell you that in the night, when it's that cold, barely clothes will keep you warm. Why do I make that illustration? Well, because maybe you feel like you're in a desert right now. Maybe it's unbearably hot. Maybe it's bitterly cold. I've been in those places where I needed a great God to show up. I needed Him to be my cloud at day. I needed Him to be my fire at night. And I'm telling you, He wants to be that for you in the same way right now. That's why I'm so excited about today's show and my guest, Dr. Rennie McLean. Why? Because he's one of the most prolific and prophetic voices of our day. He's a man who carries a mantle of the supernatural, and he's here to teach you how faith can move the mountains in your life. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I want you to listen real close. If you've been looking for an anointing that will shift the atmosphere in your world and reveal how you can tap into that supernatural power that's inside you, that will allow you to walk in breakthrough, to walk in authority, to put your foot on the neck of the devil and say, no more, you don't have a stronghold in my life any longer, then I'm telling you, this is going to be the show you will want to watch. And so many people, maybe you, have been struggling, looking to understand how to tap into this supernatural power that I'm talking about. Well, today you're going to discover exactly how. Because when you're at the end, when you've got nowhere to look but up because you're so low, then guess what? That's when God shows up. Maybe you need a miracle. Maybe you need God to speak. Maybe you need God to make a path straight, to answer prayer, to shut the mouth of the enemy. And I'm going to say that today, then, is the day that you get your answers. Today is the day that we break through. Today we see the supernatural happen. Dr. Rennie McLean, you don't want to miss a minute of this show. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One-on-One. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Dr. Rennie McLean, it's a pleasure to have you.
Nice to meet you, Brother Damon. How you doing?
Well, I'm excited. I have to tell you that this is one of the most exciting interviews that I believe, A, I have done, B, will do in quite some time, because we're talking about the supernatural. Mm-hmm. I would say, and you talk about it in your book, mm-hmm. when eternity invades time.
Yes.
That faith in the church is at an all-time high.
Yes.
And yet, the operation of the Spirit in people's lives, that the supernatural breakthrough that everybody watching is looking for, mm-hmm. is not happening. Yeah. I think you said that the church was anemic.
Yes.
In that area. Is that right?
Yes. There's been a subtle attempt from the forces of darkness to de-spiritualize the book or to de-supernaturalize the Word of God, in that today everything has to be explained.
For example?
Well, we've reduced the supernatural to there's a logical explanation for it. And if it cannot be explained, then it's not God. Even though we understand that God by definition is supernatural, and in most cases God cannot be explained, but he can be experienced.
Right.
And so the secret of it is the change comes through the experience. And so today it's getting people to have the encounter with God where their lives are changed.
If I can rewind back just to lay a little foundation for people
yes.
that do not know
sure.
who Dr. Rennie McLean is and why I would say this is one of the most exciting programs mm-hmm. that I could have.
Thank you.
You experienced God, mm-hmm. a real God, up close and personal.
Yes.
Not just the figurehead we read about in this book called the Bible.
For sure.
You experienced God and were called into ministry.
Yes.
At a very early age. Explain.
When I was a child, I had supernatural encounters. And some of them I haven't even spoken of to this day.
Wow.
Because they were too far ahead of their time. I never forget when I first had an encounter with the Lord. It was when I was, to be honest, it was when I was five. That was my first encounter.
5 years old.
It was when I was five. My next one was when I was eight. And let me give you a classic example. I had an encounter with the Lord around 1969, I hate to give away my age, around 1969, and I saw the Lord. The Lord came to me, and I saw his presence. I've been to heaven. I've walked in the courtyards of heaven. I've seen his glory. I was taken back to the point in time where I saw creation. And people don't understand this, that when you've been taken to the heavens, because there is no time, creation is still there.
Sure, wow.
And so it's not something that's past and finished with,
sure.
because with God, nothing's ever finished.
Right.
And so, you know, it's still there. I saw it. I hate to say it. I was there. I know this is too much for people to hear. I was taken to when it began.
Dr. McLean.
I could tell you how it happened.
I'm sorry. You're a small child.
Yeah.
Barely 6 years old.
My encounters with God were real. And so I was having experiences, to be honest with you, and I don't speak much about them. I was having experiences with God constantly, almost every week.
As a child.
Would have, yes. And I was not at the age where I could question God. I was at the age where I could say, wow, this is God.
Look at God.
And I had a reference point for this supernatural that I was experiencing.
That's all you knew. God to you was not
yeah.
some far off fairy tale in the book. God was up close, personal, and real to you.
I would see men who I had great respect for, people who I'd say were my influences. Mm-hmm. I would go to see A.A. Allen, T.L. Osborne, Morris Earle, and I would watch them pull people out of wheelchairs. I never forgot the first time I saw Morris Earle. He spat in the man's eye, and his eyes just opened. The man was born blind.
I have to say, this is the way God operates. This is the God that most of the body of Christ today, the anemic body that you talk about, doesn't understand.
Yes.
That there is a supernatural God at work in your life right now,
yeah.
behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
in front of you if you let him,
yeah.
wanting to perform these miracles in your life.
He wants to.
He is available now. The same power is available to the believer right now that you witnessed when you were a child, that these great men you saw actually carry out.
It influenced me so much so that when I saw it, I knew I could do it.
Wow.
Not me, but God through me. Getting saved, filled with the Spirit, casting out devils. I've seen about several people raised from the dead. The first person I saw raised from the dead was when I was 14. And so for me, I have a I have a reference for the supernatural, because to me, you cannot tell me you're talking to me about God and there is no evidence.
Wow.
Now, it's very interesting. Because the world hasn't seen the church moving the supernatural, mm-hmm. they gravitate to Hollywood's definition of the supernatural.
Which is what?
It's satanic.
Explain.
Well, put it this way. You see a lot of shows right now, and a lot of it behind it is it's supernatural, but it's dark.
Got it.
So if you can believe in the supernatural that's not of God, then the problem is, why isn't the church moving in the supernatural that is of God? People are skeptical about prophets, but yet a lot of people read their horoscopes. It's very, we're very naive. You know, it's very interesting. You read what Madam, I won't say her name, but Madam whatever says.
Has to say yet, about your future.
Yeah, right, right. But you can't read, but you can't hear what God is saying through a prophet now. Wow. So it brings up the whole issues. Are there apostles and prophets today?
Absolutely.
Well, there are. Well, you and I know that the reason why religion has attacked apostles and prophets was because they were the custodians of the supernatural in the early church.
Wow.
And so when you remove the ministry of the apostle, when you remove the ministry of the prophet, you find that people come to church, they do church things, but they do not move in the supernatural.
So they come to church seeking
yes.
real breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
Not just information.
Yes.
But a witness of the information that is found in that word.
Totally.
Instead of getting it, we're left
yes.
anemic. Is that why there are so many people right now watching, still mm-hmm. struggling in a relationship that's fallen apart, still dealing with a report from the doctor and believing what the doctor would yeah. have to say about their body and their future as a result of an illness or a sickness that's taking them down? I mean, are we facing a crossroads, doctor?
Yes.
Where we have a decision to make.
Yeah.
That we can either believe this God
yeah.
that is very much alive, very much real today.
Amen.
The same God that did what he did in the Old Testament, did what he did in the New Testament.
Yes.
Are we at a crossroads to believe that there is a God, a source of power
yes.
that we can tap into?
Yes.
Or to continue to go the way we're going and live a life beneath our privilege?
Well, one of the things that I teach people is this, about sickness and disease. Jesus called sickness a spirit. That's what he called it. He didn't call it, if you were blind, he didn't say you had glaucoma or just something. He called it spirit. Now, it's very, very interesting. I choose to believe that what Jesus called a thing is what it is. We could pray for people right now across this broadcast, and I promise you, if we prayed right now for people who are sick, you're gonna get a ton of miracle reports, simply because I know God, I know his word, I would direct the man to receive a
and
miracle.
And you've seen him do
all the time
what he says he can do.
All the time.
What about finances?
Oh, let me tell you something. Oh, he's the God of recovery. That's the name. That's God. That's one of God's names. He's the God who will make you recover all.
What about broken relationships?
Oh, he's the God of relationships. See, anything
are
that anything.
All of these attacks. I'm sorry. Are yes, all these attacks?
Yeah, yes.
Is it a spiritual battle, doctor?
There is a spiritual battle. Anything that God is not in, you're going to have a problem with. So if Jesus is Lord, that means he's Lord of relationships, he's Lord of finances, he's Lord of my body, he's Lord of everything. One of the greatest truths God ever gave me last year was this, is that every time a kingdom moves into a place, the first thing a king does is he establishes his own supremacy.
Wait. Say that again.
Anytime a kingdom invades a place and takes it over.
Got it.
The first thing that kingdom has to do is establish its own supremacy. So in other words, God will not be viewed a second.
Got it.
He's not the alternative power. He's the ultimate power. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
As you were explaining that.
I saw something go off in you.
Yeah, I said, hold on. Because what that also says to me mm-hmm. is that there is an enemy
yes.
that is operating as a king in people's lives
yes.
that has taken up residence in yes. the same way that God is looking to take up residence. Am I getting it right?
You're getting it right. So the question is in the mind of God is, where's your allegiance? And so in most instances right now, you know, we'll take the doctor's word over God.
Before God.
So in other words, if you've taken the doctor's word over God's, in essence, you've made the doctor God. And I have found that when we come to that place where God is the one and only, and you have no alternatives, that's when miracles happen.
You just said good news. Because for the people that are watching that have I like to say it like this, nowhere, they're so low, they have nowhere to look but up.
Yes, yes.
You just said, that's great news. You know why? Yes. Because God's got you exactly where he needs you.
Now you
God's
can
got
trust
you at
him.
The place that now you can actually hear him.
Yes, totally, 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 sure.
You have a book, Eternity Evading Time. You've talked about time several instances during this show.
Okay.
But now you're explaining a different realm.
Okay.
That time as we know it isn't time as we know it.
No.
Explain.
No. Time before the fall, time after the fall are two different times. See, in the Garden of Eden, and I can tell you something, no theologian can tell you how long Adam was in the garden for. Mm. Because Adam was made to live in the glory of God. That's what Eden represents, a moment in time. Well, in the glory, there's no time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we don't know his age in the garden. Because in the glory, there's no time.
Wow.
So imagine this now. When he was in the garden, he didn't age. So that's why Adam understood the now factor. Today, we don't understand the now factor. We've exchanged the now factor for the time factor. So if it's not time, we can't believe it. Because we have to relate to it in time. Not realizing is that the now of God is quantum physics. So faith is nothing more than the future becoming the now.
You're describing that faith can move mountains now in the believer's life.
Yes, because he's a now God.
I mean, why not walk with the kind of power that the Bible says we should have? Why not see the kind of miracle breakthrough that the Bible says we should have?
I'm telling you.
Well, eternity invading time, help us understand the steps to unleash the power you're talking about.
I'm not going to name people, but there are some well-known people. If I said their names, you'd know them. They read my book, Eternity Invading Time. And they couldn't put it down. What people do not know, this is 20 years of my personal teachings compiled. Originally, it was over 550 pages. We reduced it to 240
pages. 550 pages.
And we had a scientific mind read it, and they say it's too much, you've got to reduce it.
Well, then you've just boiled down the essence.
We've worn the essence of the book.
It's potent.
Oh, it's very, very potent. We've had people read this and get out of wheelchairs when they understood the time factor.
Wow.
Where people got healed just through reading it. Now, this is good if you want to understand the atmosphere and the climate of the supernatural. That's good. But then it also shows you how to walk in the supernatural. I've got a very dear friend in Miami. His name is Guillermo Maldonado, my very good friend.
Powerful.
He couldn't sleep when he read the book.
Wow.
Changed his life entirely. Some well-known faith people who I know, most of them have read it and preached it and couldn't put it down.
It changed
their life.
Wow.
And so this really gets you to, it upgrades your faith. It really opened people's eyes. And I have a 40-year proven prophetic track record of saying things. And I say this in the name of the Lord. There's going to be a new starting point for your faith.
Wow.
And it's going to be the baggage that you've had is going to fall off and you're going to get back your stride and rhythm of faith. And there's going to be a momentum where all of a sudden there's going to be a quantum leap into destiny. In that quantum leap, God is going to make up the years that were lost.
The years that were stolen.
And the years that were stolen.
I would submit that anyone watching right now should see this program as a divine appointment.
Amen.
That they didn't just by happenstance stumble across this program.
Mm-hmm.
That they're meeting you here on this show to hear that their breakthrough is about to come.
Yes.
And that is a big promise.
Yes, yes.
And I claim it for myself, and I claim it for the people watching, that
Amen.
That's coming to pass, the breakthrough that they're seeking, that they need, that they've been waiting.
Yes, totally.
Promises that are stored up for the believers right now today to see the kind of breakthrough they deserve.
Amen.
Because God wants us to walk in authority.
Yes, he does.
God wants us to be a testimony to his greatness.
Totally.
I would submit that's why we go through what we go through.
Yes.
I would submit that we have been attacked, that we have been beaten down, that we have been we have been robbed from.
Yes, totally.
That nothing else is left.
Totally.
That we have nowhere to look but up.
Totally.
So that God's magnificence can be performed.
I believe it.
I'm ready.
Amen.
The people watching are ready.
Mm-hmm.
They're tired of being under the foot of the devil.
Yes.
They're tired of claiming victory and not seeing it.
Yes. Your prosperity is totally in the interest of God. It is God's interest. And we know it's his interest because he said, Beloved, I wish above all things. And we have to get rid of the reasons why we think we can't.
Can't isn't in God's vocabulary.
It never was. We're all at the place now where it is going to take God. And let me tell you something. When we come to that place where it takes God and God knows that we know it takes him, God puts on a show. He even spreads a table in the presence of your enemies. Even those who cussed you out and thought you'd never become. He allows them to see your prosperity.
I will submit that every person watching,
yes,
that is facing the greatest enemy of their life,
yes,
says,
yes,
that they are great themselves.
Yes.
That God has the most amazing plan.
Yes, sir.
That the second half of your life,
yes,
will be better than the first half of your life.
Yes.
That the years that are coming,
yes,
are greater than the years that have passed.
Yes.
And it is but a choice to believe,
yes,
that the Bible that we read is in every way,
yes,
what God says that it is.
100%. It's the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord, and we got to believe it.
I have to tell you, this is such a blessing for me. It's been encouraging. It has gotten my engines revved up. I'm ready to go take on somebody.
Well, praise the Lord.
And I know people watching would say the same thing.
God bless you.
Doctor, we want to allow people to get their hands on this amazing book, Eternity Evading Time,
yes,
which is a read that will disrupt your thinking.
Yes.
This will help you understand that the realm that you're operating in is not the realm of the master.
Yes.
It's a world system.
Yes.
It's not a system designed that you're to win anyway.
Right.
But God says that his kingdom is available here to you. His time zone,
amen,
is available to you. All you have to do is walk in it, and this book tells you how. I want to thank you for being on this program.
Thank you.
You're a blessing. You're
thank
a blessing
you.
To the body of Christ. I would just say to you, help the devil if the world should find out more about Dr. Rennie McLean. And we're going to try to help make that happen because we need the kind of breakthrough that you're talking about today.
Amen.
Dr.
Amen.
Rennie, it's a privilege. I'm going to invite you as
yes,
quickly
sir.
As we possibly can have you back
yes,
to
sir.
Come back and speak to the people that are watching
today. I would love to.
Thank you.
I just felt even while we were speaking, people were being healed.
Thank you. Wasn't that just amazing? I mean, didn't Dr. McLean say it exactly right? You see, God is looking to bless you because he wants you to be a blessing. You know what that means? It means don't be fooled by whatever the enemy wants you to believe today, that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve it, that your best days are behind you. You may care about how old you are. You may care about the mistakes that you've made. You may be thinking, I have lost the time and it's over. What do I do now? God says he doesn't care about how old you are. He doesn't look at where you came from. He doesn't look at the mistakes you've made. He's not up there keeping score. His grace is sufficient for you. What is that? It is the unmerited favor of God. And God says, like I'm saying to you now, that your best days are ahead of you. Your best future is ahead of you. And all you have to do right now is begin to walk in the Almighty and allow God's time to invade your life, God's eternity, his kingdom, to invade your timeline.
On today's program, Damon introduced you to the authentic and anointed ministry of Dr. Rennie McLean, who's been called by God to unlock the power of the supernatural in God's people. Whenever Dr. Rennie ministers, the glory of God comes down and people witness signs and wonders. And Dr. Rennie wants to lead you into this same dimension right now. It's easier than you think to experience healing, miracles, prophecy, and more. Dr. Rennie's proven method of taking you deeper into the supernatural starts with his best-selling book, Eternity Invading Time. This book will teach you Dr. Rennie's proven methods of taking anyone into the glory of God. If you're serious about seeing the supernatural at work or in your home, then this book is for you. As you read, you'll discover how fragile this world really is and how you can conquer its limitations and live in the eternal power of God's kingdom. Are you ready to become healed, restored, and delivered?
So I'm not sure. I think I have a couple hundred copies of this amazing book, Eternity Invading Time, which will quite simply tell you where you need to go from here. It's powerful. It's eye-opening. God wants to do something in your life now. This book will show you exactly what that is and how to do it.
But that's not all Damon and Dr. Remy wants to send you today. If you call right now, you'll receive a complete and unedited copy of the interview from today's program with Damon and Dr. Remy, over an hour of footage not shown on today's program. There's so much more revelation you didn't get to experience as Dr. Remy teaches believers how to see visions, how to receive prophetic dreams, and so much more. You will feel the anointing as if you were right there with Damon and Dr. Remy as they declare and release the power of God. Next, you'll also receive a powerful prayer and proclamation audio CD where Dr. Remy McLean declares the anointing of God over your life. Play it at home or in your car and listen as Dr. Remy shifts the atmosphere around you. Through this CD, you will experience breakthrough and freedom every day. Together, this amazing collection of resources is valued well over $80. But today, to fill your hunger for more of the supernatural, Damon is providing this collection for your love gift of only $49.95. A small price to walk in God's true power for you, your children, and your family. But wait, there's one more bonus item Damon wants you to have today. When you call with your love gift, Damon will also include his DVD teaching, Speaking the Word Over Your Life Daily, absolutely free. In this revolutionary presentation, Damon walks you through step-by-step how to confidently declare favor and blessing into your situation straight from the Word of God. Your prayer life will soar to new levels through what you learn on this DVD. So now, you'll receive Dr. Rennie's book, Eternity Invading Time, today's full-length interview teaching, the powerful prayer and proclamation audio CD, and the DVD teaching, Speaking the Word Over Your Life Daily, for just $49.95. This offer is exclusive to this program and is not available anywhere else. So what are you waiting for? Now is your time to step into the supernatural. It is time to defeat sickness, lack, and more in your life. Call now.
You know, these tools are so powerful. If you can't call now, go to the website later and get these resources while we have them in stock. You know, this has been a program that has gotten more calls than I have really seen in a long time, because I believe that people are hungry for the supernatural things of God. Maybe that's you. You may not be able to get them all, and that's okay, because if you call, here's what I want to do. I want to send you a copy of today's show for a gift of any amount. Look, you may have $2, $4, I don't care. It's not about the money. It's about helping me get these to you. And if you could just help me with whatever the Lord places on your heart, that will help me with shipping and handling to get this amazing, uncut, full-length interview to you. Not the 22 minutes you saw today, but over an hour of this amazing message. Me and you, one-on-one with this amazing apostle, Dr. Remy McLean. Listen, I want you to know that you're special today. Don't let the weight of this world hold you down or keep you back from stepping into God's Almighty, being everything that He designed you to be. I'm Damon Davis. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.